The first indication of Post One's exhibit is a small, glass-topped case. It sits at the entrance of the third-floor hall that runs alongside the Ann Stevens Reading Room and leads to the Alaskana Collection. Post historian Scott Harden points to some of the 24 or so items in the case. They act as teasers to the full exhibit.
This is history of the Ladies Auxiliary Poppy Drive and the membership cards for different members down through the years. The earliest one is Robert Romick from 1919. And you got Robert Reeves from 1930.
A prominent surgeon, Romig's name appears in Anchorage as a drive, a hill, and an Anchorage middle school. Reeve is honored with a city boulevard and remembered as the founder of Reeve Aleutian Airways. Even this diminutive introduction to the full exhibit, arrayed along the Galleria's long glass case, establishes a key element of Jack Henry Legion Post 1, its story, and that of Anchorage's are intimately intertwined.
The history of what Post 1 did during the earthquake is just incredible.
Jim Grant is post commander. He joined Harden in showing off some of the exhibit's high points, including the portion depicting the post's response to the Good Friday earthquake of March 27, 1964.
They supplemented the Red Cross and the other organizations in town that were responsible for civil defense and things like that. He was one on forward. It was around the clock. There was actually two children born in the post during that period of time, over a four-day period. There was nurses on duties, doctors on duties, 24 hours a day.
We have the pictures of two little girls that were born at the post.
What's compelling about the earthquake portion of the exhibit is that the focus is on people rather than damaged buildings and ripped streets. There's a photo of the long line waiting outside the post to be fed. Other pictures show people sitting with stunned expression as they try to appraise their situations or simply understand the incomprehensible. The post's full name is American Legion Jack Henry Post No. 1. Historian Harden explains.
Jack Henry was the first man from Anchorage to be killed in the First World War. He was a signal corpsman, and he was delivering messages and was shot by a sniper.
Harden says after World War I ended in 1918, and based on a bond born from military service, some returning Anchorage vets began socializing together.
They got word that American Legion was forming in France in August of 1919, and they gathered and voted to go ahead and form with the American Legion, and they applied for charter on the 16th of September 1919 and were chartered 19 September 1919. We were in a race with Ketchikan, and the mail goes to Ketchikan before it comes to Anchorage.
During the following decades, the post formed a traveling band, began baseball leagues, held dances 2 to 3 nights a week, and founded the Ladies Auxiliary. The auxiliary had a permanent location downtown before the Legion Post itself. The members built a rail car bunkhouse for out-of-work and homeless vets and helped them find jobs. They advocated for veteran benefits. With the end of World War II came a new surge in membership. The post rolls still contains vets from that conflict, including former Senator Ted Stevens. As he gazes at the Lusac Library exhibit, Post Commander Grant says he regards it as honoring the past, but perhaps also a first step toward a new future.
What the American Legion stands for has not been pushed enough in the past 20 to 25 years. You know, we kind of got away from the tradition of it. And I'd like to get out and talk about this more and bring the respect back that the American Legion deserves.
Some of that deserved respect will take place at the 90th anniversary celebration, Saturday, September 19th, at the Jack Henry Post on Fireweed Lane. The exhibit remains at its Galleria location on the third floor of Lusac Library through September 30th. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.